Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda, for those people just tuning in, what have we been covering?
We've been covering something very special about Gulf Coast Nutrition, our store, and that's something that you won't find in other supplement stores, and that's a type of nutritional testing and other conventional type of testing. So it's something that we have available there at Nutrition, at Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. So we covered on the first segment the 23andMe test that we have.
It's a genetic test, fabulous test, gives you a lot of information that you want to know about the type of genetic diseases, imperfections that you might be susceptible to in the future. Nothing more than taking a saliva test and sending it off to the lab.
Yeah, it's very easy to do.
That's right. And of course, I like the ancestry portion of it too. Very fascinating, really.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of other tests we have in the store. One that I really am partial to is what's called the comprehensive stool analysis with parasitology. And other than having a window to look into your intestinal system and see what's going on, this is the best test. And of course, we don't have that window. So, you know, a lot of people will be wondering what's going on with me. I don't understand. You know, they'll be looking for different cleanses, or they think they may have a yeast overgrowth issue, different things like that. They may be thinking they have IBS, but you just don't know. And to do a test like this is really helpful, because then you can find out what's going on within the digestive system, such as your bacteria. You can see the different types of bacteria, whether it's the good bacteria, whether you've got something dysbiotic in there, meaning pathogenic, that may be causing you some problems. So you can see if you actually have enough of that good beneficial gut flora that we're always talking about. You can see whether there's a yeast overgrowth. That's very important. You can see whether they're actually culturing yeast, you know, whether there's it's actually something that's just passing through, or it's actually growing within the stool.
So right there, you would know your bacteriology culture levels, and you can know what type of probiotics may be beneficial for
Absolutely.
You without just guessing.
Right. If you're low in the bifidobacterium species, then you want to take one that has a lot of that.
See, that's very important.
It is very important.
I've heard many people say, oh, I took a probiotic, it didn't work. And then you look at their probiotic and it had just the one strain in it. And that was where the problem lies. You need a probiotic that will be complementing the type of gut bacteria issue that you might have going on.
Right, absolutely. And this will also show whether you have any, like I said, pathogenic organisms such as Clostridium. You know, there's good Clostridium, but there's also like Clostridium difficile. If you're having a lot of loose stool, you might have a lot of Clostridium difficile problem going on. So this will actually show that.
And you mentioned the yeast, and there are people who run out and they get a candida cleanse when they may not need one, or vice versa. They may actually be in need of a candida cleanse. So knowing your yeast levels would be very beneficial.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can more target your supplement protocol. By having a test like this. The other thing that it shows is parasitology. The reason it's called parasitology times three is because you actually do three stool samples with this test, because you don't always see a parasite problem in just one stool sample. So they want you to do three different samples so that they can get an idea whether parasites are showing up. So lots of times we see Blastocystis hominis quite frequently. And you know what that
it comes from.
You can get it from soil or food or that type of thing, but it actually produces the same symptoms in the body as IBS. So a lot of people who have been diagnosed with IBS, who are taking supplements, who aren't getting better, who still have symptoms, cramping, abdominal pain, switching between diarrhea, constipation, all of those IBS symptoms, you actually could have blastocystis and not IBS. So how do you know that without getting tested?
You do a test. That's
Absolutely.
The way you know that. Yes.
That's how you know that. And also all the other types of parasites like Giardia and Crypto and all those wonderful names.
Yeah, but you need to know what to target. You can't just walk in. I have some digestive issues and symptoms. What should I take? The answer to that is too broad to just have anyone answer
for you.
Sometimes
it is, and that's
like
why
that.
I'll suggest a test like this. Well, will you consider doing this? Because that will give you a much better idea of what's really going on inside your digestive system. And this test will also show you how you're breaking down your food, whether your pancreas is actually producing enough enzyme capability. So that's really important. whether you're breaking down your fibers, your vegetables, your starches, your proteins, your fats, all of that.
But what I really, really like is the interpretation of how the results are. You've got the green and you've got the red section. And everything in the green is good and everything in the red is bad. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to analyze the results and tell you, oh, here's what's going on. And everything that is out of range, it has an explanation for it. So you can really understand what it is that you're looking at.
Right, absolutely. Now, this will also tell you if there's any inflammation going on in the digestive system. So this is a great part of the test because it will tell you whether you're at a risk of IBD, intestinal bowel disease. So
it shows you the white blood cells, the mucus, and whether it's present or not. That's very
right.
Good.
And it also tests your secretory IgA, which is a part of your gut immunity. You know how we're always talking about the immune, 70 to 80% of your immune system is found within your intestinal tract. Well, this is part of that, the secretory IgA. So it will test that, and you'll be able to see whether
you're in range or out of range.
Right. And if it's really high, it could be related to that bacterial portion that you had. Maybe you have a pathogenic organism, so your body's trying to fight it.
So if you're out there taking a lot of supplements and you're not finding that it's working for you the way it may have worked for a friend or it may have worked in the past, a test like this will really help guide you in the supplement field and the natural health field to know what it is to start to address.
Right. Short-chain fatty acids, it talks about, and that's really important for colon health. I mean, that's what colonic cells use to remain healthy. Even, you know, medical doctors will look at the butyrate, which is a short-chain fatty acid, and if you have low butyrate, you have a higher propensity towards colon cancer.
Oh,
so they look at that.
Yes.
So they want to check the pH as well, because the pH of your stool is very important, whether there's any occult blood in there. So this test also covers those type of things. So it's very, very great test.
And I mean, all of this is from one little stool sample that you produce at your own home.
Don't bring that into the store.
No.
We don't want you coming into the store with your sample.
No, it's very specialized instructions on how to collect it. It's very simple. The kits come with, you know, everything that you need to collect a sample very easily. Place them in the small little vials that they come in, and it's a prepaid FedEx envelope. It goes right off to the lab. FedEx comes and picks it up from you, so it makes it very easy.
And the thing that this test does, though, when they do find something, they will show you what's called a sensitivity profile to it. So they'll show you the natural ingredients and the prescriptive agents that may be helpful to get rid of that. If it's a bacterial problem or a parasitic problem, they're going to show you what you should be taking, which is really important.
It's amazing because they have things on here like the caprylic acid, the black walnut, and you can see that the organisms will be killed off, let's say, by caprylic acid, but not by black walnut. And we've had other people come in and say, oh, I was taking black walnut. It wasn't working for me, or it used to work. But see, to know exactly what to take, both for prescription and non-prescription supplements that will really take care of the organisms that you have a problem with, it's absolutely worth its weight in gold. It really is.
That's one of my favorite tests because it can really give you so much information about your health.
And Brenda B., lastly, we do have the thyroid blood spot test. So there are ways now you can check your thyroid for your TSH, your TPO, your T3 and your T4 hormones related to the thyroid, see whether things are up or down simply by pricking your finger, placing it on the sample pad the way it explains, and sending that off to the lab. I mean, it's really easy today.
Yeah, that's also very important. Now, that when he said that, We have all of these tests and many, many more.
Many, many more. Yeah, these are just
this
some
is
samples.
Not just what we have. Yes. So now that I think that thyroid one is very important because it will test the T3, the T4, and all of the other type of thyroid hormones. I mean, it's quite extensive, and you do that just like you said by a little prick of the finger at home.
Yes, and it's really important to know because we see a lot of times people will come in and they'll say, oh, I need something for my thyroid. Well, is your thyroid up? Is your thyroid down? What's the status of it? And taking the wrong supplements or something that will conflict with something that's going on with your thyroid, I mean, that is really a master situation for fatigue and other things that are going on in the body that you really need to know where your thyroid stands. And the other thing I was going to say really quickly, a lot of medical doctors today will say to you, get yourself tested first, then come into my office with your test, because it saves a whole lot of time and trouble. Really does.
And we have the medical professional there that can actually help you with these tests as far as getting them done. So, again, that's something you're going to find at Gulf Coast Nutrition that you're not going to find at other supplements.
And we're located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza in Palm Harbor. And our phone number, 727-754-2900. You can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com or labtestingdirect.com for more of this information. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.